fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, "Hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger." Built the first railroad across the western United States, were faced with many obstacles, the forces of nature, outlaws, and hostile Indians. But the hardy pioneers of progress learned to depend on the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains, and it was his knowledge of the country that made possible the completion of the great project. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Railhead! Saddles waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver, away!
No western town was stranger, more wild and dangerous than the one called Railhead. Railhead changed its location every day, moving westward with a new railroad. In the cafe, Brad Carter, head scout for the engineers, was talking at
him. Yep. We sure laid them steel rails today like an Indian puts down sticks. One right after the other. Faster than you could skin a wildcat. One rail hits the ties, smack, smack, in go the spikes, and almost before you gents lifted your hammer, blam, there was another rail in place. We must have laid 5 miles of track between dawn and dusk.
It was six. Better than six.
Well, whatever. It was plumb close to the record. And as chief scout, I'm telling you, gents, you got easy traveling for a spell. No Indian sign up ahead. Nice, flat country.
Yippee! Wait till we hit the mountains.
We ain't hit them yet.
Yep, the way things are, there won't be no trouble slowing you down. Nary a bit. And as for the mountains, Sorrowful, well, you start worrying about it when you get to them.
It's easy for you to say, Carter. You don't lay the track. You just go out scouting ahead of us.
Sure, sure. I make plumb certain there ain't nothing to trouble your mind, Sorrowful. But at that, I reckon you don't need something. You just worry whether there's trouble or not.
Hey, Carter.
Molly, what in thunder are you doing here?
Come to warn you, Red. Sloan's heading this way.
Sloan?
Well, what of it?
What of it? Brad Sloan don't like you one bit.
Oh, now, Molly, just because him and me had a talking scrape, you
talking couldn't... sometimes leads to shooting.
I reckon I can handle Sloan any day in the week, twice on Sundays, without no fuss either.
Sloan.
Say, I'm not going to stay here.
Well, Sloan, here tell you're looking for me. Here I am.
Yeah, Cuddy. I see you got your gun.
I don't figure I'll need gunplay for you. Molly, get back out of the way.
I ain't moving.
You better get back. When the shooting starts, it'll be just like Cutter to hide behind a woman's skirts.
Why are you... Molly, out of the way. All right, Sloan. Now, there ain't nothing between us but empty space. You're talking mighty big.
I'm aiming to let my guns do my talking, Cutty. Reach for your guns.
I'm letting you start the play, Sloan.
All right, Cutty. You're asking first.
All right, Sloan, stand up. You ain't hurt. Lucky for you, my bullet hit your gun before he got it up to pull trigger.
You're lucky, Carter.
Sure, sure, I'm lucky. I admit it. Can't make a shot like that once in 100 years. But you ain't lucky, Sloan. In fact, you're downright washed up. Pick up your gun and slide it in your holster. Pronto. Now, mister, you're through working for the railroad, savvy?
I'll get you, Carter. I'll get you.
You're getting out. You're making tracks away from here. I'm calling all these gents to witness.
We want you.
Pay any more, Carter?
Bridge, you're getting rid of him. I'm sure glad he's gone.
You pack up and be out of town by morning, savvy.
This ain't the end, Carter.
Don't show your face near the railroad or you'll go out feet first.
I'll get you for this, Carter.
You got time to saddle up, pack your blanket roll, and then vamoose. You put in your last day of work for the railroad, Sloan. I'm giving you your pay, and then you make tracks. Now, here you are. One.
Cash you give me.
I've got our stuff together, Sloan.
Told me to get traveling before sunrise.
The ponies are saddled up, ready to travel.
Hey, get a score to settle with that hombre. Well,
come on, let's get moving. I got the blanket rolls.
You're almighty certain I'm doing like Carter said, ain't you, Trent?
Won't be healthy to hang around here come sunup. Come on, Sloan. Well, here's the horses.
Letting that hombre give me orders.
Come on, will you?
All right, Trent, we're going. Come here, you ornery cayuse. On your horse.
Which way we heading?
Fred, I'm going to get Carter.
Huh?
I'm going to get the railroad later. But first, I'm settling things with Carter, savvy.
He beat you to the draw once.
He's riding out ahead of the tracks in the morning. We're going that way, Trent.
You're local. If Carter sees you,
he won't see me. I ain't giving him a chance to.
Oh. You're going to drag out you, huh?
You savvy. I'm going to shoot from hiding. And I'm making sure I don't miss. Now, come on. We're heading out to pick up a good spot. Get up there.
Come on.
Get up there.
Oh, that bad. That heap bad. Nico, quick, tell friend. Plenty trouble. Come on.
Steady, Silver, old boy. Tyler should be back soon. He went into Railhead hours ago. There's someone coming now. Steady, Silver. I don't know who it is yet.
Hi!
Tonto! You came at a gallop, Kimasabi. What's wrong?
You sent Tonto to town.
Yes. Is Sloan the man we're looking for? See the same Sloan we've been after for a bank robbery back near St. Joseph?
Him same fella, that right.
Working for the railroad, huh?
Him work for railroad no more.
What?
There plenty trouble. Tonto listen, Tonto hear. Sloan, him get ready for dry gulch.
What? Who, Tonto?
Carter.
Carter, chief scout for the railroad?
In morning at the end of track. Sloan and...
The end of the track? Save it, Tonto. Tell me on the way. Steady, Silver. There isn't a moment to lose. We've got to ride. Dawn isn't far away. Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, scout.
Hello, Silver. Away!
The end of the track down below us, Sloan. It's a long shot, even with the rifle.
Yeah, I got a good one, Trent.
Starting to get light.
Yeah.
Would that be Carter on the far side of the tracks?
I'm waiting to make certain.
That's his horse, ain't it?
I'm still waiting.
It's mighty risky. Supposing they come after us.
I got that figured. They won't.
Huh?
We're on this side of the tracks, ain't we?
Yeah.
And they're on the other side.
Sure, but getting across the tracks ain't no job.
It's a job if there's a train in the way.
Ah.
Yeah, now you're getting smart. The morning work train comes out soon, savvy. It's a long train, got plenty of cars.
That's pretty slick. You draw a bead on Carter, huh?
Yeah, I squeeze the trigger just when the train is coming, savvy. The train keeps right on rolling. And...
It'll stop.
Sure, but it can't stop all at once. So by the time they get around the train and come after us, we'll be away and gone.
I gotta hand it to you, Sloan.
Yeah, it's getting light. It's Carter, all right.
There comes the train.
Yeah.
I was just thinking... There might be some gents on this side of the train.
So what? All the horses are on the other side. They can't follow us without horses.
Yeah, that's right.
Not much wind. I'll leave a sight dead on it.
Sloan.
Don't bother me.
Sloan, look.
Yeah?
Look, coming from the far side. Them two riders are heading for the track.
Yeah, riding plenty fast.
That white horse. I've never seen one as big.
I wonder what they want.
They still got a long way to go.
Yeah, and I'm not stopping to find out what they want. Not now.
Here's
comes the morning work train.
Sure hauling plenty of cars this trip, isn't it?
Fred, you sure Sloan isn't aiming to give you trouble?
Left town, didn't he? What for?
One fucking shot.
Where are they coming from?
Fred, look.
Two riders coming this way.
They're firing into the air.
Hey, one of them looks like that engine was in a cafe last night.
They're yelling something.
Can you hear them?
No, the train makes too much noise.
Hey, that fellow on the white horse, he's mad.
Well, we'll soon know.
Hey, you hombres, over here this way. Get your guns. It's a masked man.
Fred, where are you?
Come on, Silver.
We come too late.
That's far enough, mister. What are you after?
Put up that gun. Didn't you hear us calling?
We ain't interested. And besides, we couldn't hear you for the train. Hey, where are you going?
Look for yourself. Carter's been shot.
Fred, what on earth?
Oh, yeah. I caught a bullet.
Fred, the masked man, he shot you.
That shot came from the far side of the train.
That's right. We come to warn you.
No, you don't. Masked man, stay off that horse.
There's still a chance. Tonto and I might be able to catch those dry gulchers.
Mister, I don't savvy this at all. But the only ones we seen shooting were you and the engine. Ain't that right, boys?
You think we shot Carter?
I ain't saying for sure, but we are taking you prisoner just the same, savvy.
You not do that. We fight
no,
you.
No, Kemosabe. No guns.
We not...
No, Tonto. We came here to help. But if these men
that's
believe...
That's enough powwowing. We believe what we see. And we see that mask you're wearing. Molly, how's Brad?
He sure needs a doctor.
Well, we'll get him one. Mister, you and the engine are going into that empty car in the train. You'll be prisoners there till the train gets back to Railhead.
And meanwhile, the men of Dry Gulch Carter are making tracks. They're getting away.
That's your story. But, mister, all we gotta say is that if Carter cashes in these chips, you and the engine are gonna swing for it, sure as my name's Sorrow.
Slick as a whistle, Trent. Nobody even took out after you.
I seen Carter fall, Sloan.
Them chips were staring the other way toward them reddies.
Reckon they were shooting into the air as a warning, huh?
Maybe so. Did you see what happened?
Sure did.
Looked like Sorrowful of the boys figured they'd done the shooting, not us.
Who reckon we got nothing to worry about?
Yeah. We can round up the boys and go right ahead with our plan to steal the pay cash from the railroad.
Yeah.
Without no trouble, neither. See what they did with them two hombres?
I sure did.
Put them in one of the cars. Made prisoners of them. Yep, we shoot Carter and they get the blame. I reckon they'll hang for it. How easy, Molly?
Not so good, Sorrowful. I sure hope we get to Railhead soon.
We'll get there. And I'll have a talk with them two prisoners in the car ahead. Yeah, I'll tell them, hombres. Well, it's the masked man's horse and the engines. Galloping right alongside the train. We'll see about this. So you're still here, huh?
How is Carter?
Sinking fast, mister. I reckon you'll swing all right. I seen your horses trailing along. Guess they broke away from the rest.
Silver and Scout will stay with us, Sorrowful.
Mister, I come to take that mask off your face. I want to get a look at...
I'm afraid you're going to be too late for that. I'll take that gun. Don't move. All right, Tata. Open that door at the side of the car.
What in thunder? You had that door open.
We've been working on it since the train started, Sorrowful. We forced it open, and now we're leaving.
Here, Scout. Here, Silver.
All righty, Kemosabe. Jump for it. Go.
You come now.
Steady, Silver. Adios, Sorrowful.
This way,
Tonto.
Come on, Silver.
Well, I'll be dogged. They jumped right from the train to the horses. They got away. Thunder racing. Look at them travel.
Come on, Silver. Hooray.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Ranger and Tonto leaped from the speeding train to the backs of Silver and Scout and made their escape. The train continued on to Railhead with the wounded man. And later that night, as darkness fell...
Here, Brad. Let me put this wet cloth on your head.
That's you, Molly. The
doctor said you'd be all right.
Yeah, brung me in on the train. I'm a railhead, huh? How far the tracks move today?
4 miles.
4 miles? Dagnabbit, that ain't enough to... Oh.
Now you lay back, Brad Carter. What do you expect the men to do? Lay him out of the track after what happened? You've been shot.
I do feel a mite weak.
Lucky he ain't dead. Why, that masked man and the engine hadn't have escaped, they'd be strung up by now.
You're sure it was them?
Who else?
Seems to me they were shooting in the air. And, Molly, you say he wore a mask? The hombre and the white horse?
Brad, what's ailing you? All you got's a shoulder wound, but even so, you've got to rest easy.
A masked man on a white horse and an Indian. Molly, they didn't shoot me.
Now, Brad Carter...
I'm glad you know that for a fact, Carter.
What in blazes?
The masked man.
We heard you talking, so
you
can't...
You sneaked in. Brad, I'll get the boys.
No, you stay here.
Molly, you don't have to worry.
Get out of the way. I'll shout for the boys.
Molly, that there's a Lone Ranger.
I don't care who he... The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. If I hadn't been shot, I'd have told everybody.
Carter, we tried to warn you, but we were too late. I see you're a little better.
Oh, and we'd have strung you up.
No one knew who we were, Molly. That's why Tonto and I had to make good our escape. Carter, the man who shot you was Sloan.
I should have known that skunk would try to dry gouge me.
He'll be up and around soon.
Doc says so, mister.
What's on your mind, masked man? Is it Sloan?
Sloan is wanted for robbery back in St. Joe.
I reckon he ain't around the railroad no more.
I think you're wrong about that.
Huh?
I know Sloan and what he's like. Carter, you trust me, don't you?
Why, sure.
Tonto and I are going out. We'll see if we can pick up Sloan's trail and learn what he's planning.
Oh, it's been raining, mister. Won't be easy to find tracks.
Oh, we find them.
It may take days, but we'll track him down. See that everyone here is alert, Carter.
We always are.
Both here in Railhead and out where the construction gang is laying new track. Understand?
If that coyote raids the construction gang, it'll hold up schedule. That track's got to go through.
You'll be careful?
Yes, sir.
Another couple of days and Brad'll be ready for work again.
Well, Tonto and I'll try to get word to you as soon as we can.
We go now.
Well, good luck, best man.
To the horses, Kimasabi.
Adios.
Remember, Carter, be ready for trouble. Adios.
We'll be ready. Adios.
And this way, Kimasabi.
Steady, Silver. Come on, Tonto.
We follow tracks.
Until we get to the scene of the shooting. Then we cut west and search for Sloan's trail.
Him gone plenty long now.
We've got to find that trail, Kimasabi.
We find him. Get him up, Scout.
Faster, Silver. Faster. Can you see anything, Tonto?
Oh, we looked for a long time.
The signs are very faint. Look, what's that? Broken mesquite, Tonto.
They come this way.
Good. We're still on the trail. It's been 2 days already. 2 days. Sloan may already be planning something against the railroad. We've got to move faster. We've got to.
All right, you operates. Get up close here.
Come on, you gents.
It's been 2 days since I had Trent give you word to meet me here.
Yeah,
now Trent just come back with the news. Tell him.
The monthly pay cash for the railroads come into Railhead, gents. We're going to get it.
Well, that's what we've been waiting for, gents. You ready to ride?
Yeah.
All right, then quiet down while I tell you. We're going to ride out before dawn so we can get to the railroad at the right time.
It'll be a plumb line cinch.
There'll be plenty of cash for all. And savvy this. I got it figured so as we won't have to do hardly no fighting.
Well, all them railroad men got guns, Sloan.
I got it figured, I tell you. When we leave this camp, we head for the construction gang all together. Then later on, here's what we do.
Stop, Kimasabi. Off your horse. Look.
Campfire.
Follow me. Be careful where you step.
It's plenty dark.
There's no one around the fire, Tonto.
We follow trail. It'd bring us here.
It's all right. Come on. Yeah, this is it. Sloan's camp. But it's deserted.
Him gone.
Not very long ago, either. The fire's still burning.
Not right.
Notice all these heel prints, Kimasabi? Sloan has a gang with him.
They go this way.
Let me see. Yes, horse's tracks. Tonto, those tracks head for the railroad.
That right?
Sloan is planning an attack. Quick to the horses. We've got to follow after them.
Yonder's the end of the track, Sloan.
Pull up, Jess. Rein up.
Oh.
Here's the whole spread. All right, Trance, you know what you got to do.
As soon as you and Hank leave us, we start shooting.
Keno, make it look like you're aiming to wreck the track, Sevy.
We got you.
Hank.
Yeah?
Well, Trent, the boys do the shooting here. You and me are heading for Railhead, Sevy.
I can't figure what you're trying to do.
Did you ever hear of a trick to draw the enemy away?
Huh?
You're dumber than a jackrabbit. Never mind, you'll learn soon enough. All right, Trent, start the boys moving. Keep them shooting, but don't get too close, Sevy.
You'll get the cash?
As soon as you see the rest of the men coming out from town, head for the camp. We'll meet you there with a pay cash.
Sure, Sloan. We'll do like you say.
Right. Come on, Hank.
Get up.
All right, you hombres. Follow me. And don't shoot too much, Sevy. We got to give them railroaders time to bring up help from the town. That's just what we want. Yes, sir. Just what we want. Now start shooting!
Fake attack on the end of the railroad track started. About half an hour later, a solitary rider galloped into Railhead, whipping his horse.
Turn out! Turn out! The construction gang's being attacked! Rouse down, you railroaders, and get your guns!
Hey,
what's that you're yelling?
Carter, I come to get help.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be out bossing the construction crew.
I come to get men. We're being attacked.
What?
Yeah, right after dawn, a band of outlaws. They're shooting at the construction gang.
Well, how'd you get through?
I jumped my cayuse and headed in. We need help. We need it fast.
Molly, get my saddle.
You can't go. You're wounded.
Oh, yeah. It plumb slipped my mind.
It's a big gang, Carter. Every man jack in Railhead that can tote a gun's got to pile out there.
You're right, Sorrowful. We got to build this railroad on schedule.
Fred, there's steam up in the locomotive.
Yeah, Molly, you're right. You men, grab your guns. Get that train rolling. Get it out there.
Come on, you fellas. Follow me to the car.
Molly, get my guns. I got to go along. I got to go.
Oh, Red, you're wounded.
Yeah, I reckon I gotta stay here. Miss all the excitement.
You come back inside.
Yeah.
Besides, Pickash is all here. Somebody's got to stay with him.
I reckon so. But shucks, I sure wish I was riding that train. They'll be in that fight in a couple of minutes.
Look, Kemosabe. We come just in time. They're fighting.
Oh, must be local, Tonto. Look for yourself. The railroad men have reinforcements. That train that just pulled up brought plenty more. Yet all Sloan has is about 15 men.
That's right.
He can't possibly do anything to... Tonto.
What matter?
We can see that whole band of outlaws from here. Now, look hard. You see Sloan?
Huh?
Look. Sloan always wore a striped shirt. He isn't here.
That's right. Him not there.
But where is he going? He must be up to something.
What you think?
Tonto, stay here. From this ridge, you can fire down on those outlaws. You can prevent their escape, so the railroad men can capture them.
That's right.
I've got a hunch I know what Sloan's scheme is. Why he's letting his whole band make a fake attack.
Fake?
Stay here, Kemosabe. The town must be deserted. All the men around here.
But why are you going?
I'm heading for town, don't you see? The railroad pay cash is in town. That's where Sloan is going. It must be.
Ah, that's bad.
You stay here. I'm heading for Railhead.
Me stay. You go fast.
Come on, Silver, old boy. Hail, Silver, away!
Sure is empty, Sloan, just like you said it would be.
Yeah. Reagan Trent let one of the railroad men get through to give the warning like I told him to. Every last man's going out to fight.
Yeah.
Get your hand off your gun. There's no trouble. I'll head in, grab the cash. Wait a second. What's that?
Sure, I'm grouchy to count I'm
going
to stay here and miss
the fun. Well, I'll be... That's Carter.
Thought you'd drag us, Jim.
I reckon I missed him. But this time I won't.
He's fast on the trigger.
I ain't giving him a chance to use his gun. Not this time. Follow me. The cash must be in there where Carter is.
Better get your gun, Sloan.
I got it. You ready?
Red, now you take it easy. Remember what the doc did.
Oh, all right, Molly. I'll stop acting up.
Just two of them.
Hold your gun ready, Hank. Now.
Come on.
Button, please.
No.
Well, if it ain't Brad Carter. Too bad you ain't wearing your guns, Brad.
Sloan, look. Pay cash must be in that safe there.
Yeah, it couldn't be sweeter. Get the gold, Hank. I'm going to finish off Carter like I meant it last time.
Why, you poison rat.
Listen with your talk, Molly. I don't like being called names.
So it was you tried to dry gulch me, Sloan.
This time I ain't missing.
Pretty slick scheme you got. Drawing off all the men so you could get the cash without trouble.
Yeah, it's even better this way. I didn't figure on getting you, too.
Well, if I could reach up and get my gun belt off the wall,
I'd give you the chance. Say your prayers, Carter.
No, you can't shoot him in cold blood.
Get back! Now, Carter, this is what I've been waiting for.
Oh, my hand!
What the... Don't move from that safe or you'll get another bullet. You're not hurt, Sloan. I shot the gun from your hand.
It's the Lone Ranger. You came just in time.
Thanks, mister. I seen you through the window. It was all I could do to keep from letting those coyotes catch on.
I'm glad I got here in time, Carter.
The rest of the outlaws are at the end of the track, mister.
Now, you needn't worry about them. They're being captured right now. Carter.
Yeah?
You think you can guard these two outlaws till I come back? I want to get Tonto.
Do I? Molly, hand me that gun belt off the hook, will you?
Here it is, Bed.
All right, mister. I got them covered.
Adios, Carter. I'll be back to take these men to jail where they belong.
Carter, listen. Let me go. Let me go and I'll pay you plenty.
You'll shut your mouth, Sloan. The Lone Ranger said to keep you prisoners. That's what I'm doing. But by thunder, it's sure going to be hard to keep from pulling this trigger. So don't make a single move, Sammy.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.